Today's article is very interesting for all people, but I think Chinese people do a better job of taking care of their families than some other people. What do you think, Campbell?
Yeah, I think it is very interesting to learn about your family and to know about your own history.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody's interested in it. What about you, Carolyn?
Yes, I'm definitely interested in knowing more about my family history, and I have several family members that are trying to research that.
That's really very good, and that's the topic for today, and it's a very important topic, so even though it's just one day, we have two pages, because it's worth looking into, isn't it?
That's right.
So thanks for joining us here on our program today, and we're going to find out how we can trace our family tree online. Why do you think they call it a family tree anyway, Campbell?
Well, I think it's just when you draw out your family, it looks like a tree with different branches and the core down the middle.
Right. It's kind of a good name for it.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Well, in the past, people would try to ask each other, and I know one of my aunts who lived to be 102 years old. She was very old, but she knew all these stories, and she wrote some of them down.
That's amazing.
But nowadays, people do a lot online, don't they?
Right. A lot more information is stored online now, and people want to be able to research things online rather than look it up in a book or some sort of old document that's sitting on a shelf.
Right.
You know, what I think is so interesting, when you try tracing your family tree, you find out that there's so many people in the background that are from different places. Like for some Americans, we have a grandfather from Germany and one from Ireland or something. What about you?
Oh, yes. I have many relatives from many different countries in Europe, mostly, but also a little Native American. It's all over the place in my family.
Right, that's true. Well, I think even Chinese people, they don't realize, you know, say we're Taiwanese or Chinese or Hakka or whatever it is, but you start tracing your family, there might be a little Mongolian in there or something else. What do you think, Campbell? Because you were brought up mostly in America, but then most of your relatives came from Asia, didn't they?
Yes, that's right. Most of my family is from Asia. Actually, I do know that my great-grandmother, I believe, was Aboriginal, so I do have a little bit of Aboriginal.
I didn't know that. No wonder you're such a good singer.
Thank you.
And I think you all know Campbell from being on our Let's Talk program, and we're glad you could join us today. And Carolyn, you're on Let's Talk, and you're one of the assistant editors, and we're so glad you could join us, too.
Yes, I'm very glad to be here.
Well, you do a lot of research for the magazine, don't you?
Yes, one of the things that I do for Studio Classroom is I make sure that the articles are accurate. So sometimes we can have errors, or information online isn't always true. And
that's
so
right.
I try to go back and verify the sources.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, sometimes when I read history, or when I know something about something that happened and I read it, it's not the same. And I just wonder if history is all that true, because a lot of things get a little confused, don't they?
For sure. I think people tell stories from their perspective, and so different people might tell the same story in a different way.
Sounds different, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to our article then. It's on page 30 and 31. So let's start out on page 30 about how we can find out or trace our family tree online. There's good information here.
Finding family. How can you trace your family tree online? A new survey conducted by genealogy site Ancestry.com reveals that many Americans know surprisingly little about their own families. We have so much to learn about our own families, said Tim Sullivan, president of the Generations Network, parent company of Ancestry.com. Our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents each possess a lifetime of incredible, unique experiences that have shaped their lives and impacted our own. It's important we take time to better get to know our family members and to share our stories. Why the rise in interest? More people than ever are researching their family history because it's easier than in the past, said certified genealogist Alyssa Scalise Powell, co-director of the Genealogical Research Institute of Pittsburgh. Get started with your own research. Here are some things to consider. The internet can be inaccurate. Just because a document has an official stamp on it doesn't make it right.
Well, thank you, Steve, for reading that article for us. And you know what Steve just said at the very end there is what Carolyn said at the beginning.
That's right. The internet can be inaccurate. Just because a document has an official stamp on it doesn't make it right. The great thing about the internet is that there's a lot of information, but the bad thing is anyone could put anything on the internet.
Well, you know, I find that true with a lot of printed matter. For instance, in a newspaper or anything, when people say, well, I read it in the paper, I saw it on TV, does that make it 100% accurate?
Not necessarily. So there are many instances where perhaps a reporter hasn't thoroughly investigated or researched the topic, and their report is not accurate.
Right. And actually, you know, with social media now, there's a lot of information that's getting passed around. And, you know, there are people who create parodies, right? They make these fake articles, and then people pass it around because it seems true, you know, and then it gets spread.
And then you have to check it with some kind of a fact checker thing, don't you?
Exactly.
Right. Well, so the family tree, though, it's worth trying, because this new survey that they just conducted by this place that's called, what kind of a site is that, Ancestry.com?
It's a genealogy site.
What about genealogy? What does that actually mean?
Well, genealogy is the study of your family history.
Your family genes.
Yeah, your genes, right? That's
Who your ancestors were.
And I have used Ancestry.com quite a bit. Have you ever used that site?
I haven't, but it sounds very interesting.
My dad uses Ancestry.com. He's trying to compile some of his side of our family's information so that we'll have that.
Right, you might try it sometimes. And it's free to start with. If you want to get into lots more details, you pay a little bit or something.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of information there. Birth, marriage records, and everything you can find out.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised at some of your ancestors.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Carolyn used a term I think is really interesting. We talk about sides of the family, like my father's side. These are all my father's relatives. My mother's side, these are all my mother's relatives. So that's a good term to keep in mind when you talk about family.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep track of your big family, isn't it? But we have a lot to learn about our own families. The man who's the president of this company, he said, now, the company used to be called Generations Network, and they called it the parent company. I didn't know companies had parents. That's
well,
genealogy.
That's true. When we talk about a parent company, it's a company or organization that oversees smaller companies or organizations of the same kind. So, for example, Facebook owns Instagram, right? So Facebook is the parent company of Instagram, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It traces the genealogy of these companies, right?
Right. And sometimes it's not just one large company that buys another smaller company that's related and oversees it. It could be one company that starts out and then branches into smaller companies, but you still have that main parent company overseeing everything, kind of like Studio Classroom.
Yes.
Right, because it's overseas radio and television.
Right.
But what are some of our branches?
Well, we have our Heavenly Melody Choir, and we have the Studio Classroom brand.
Right.
Yeah.
There's different things that come from it.
And right. Studio Classroom isn't just Studio Classroom magazine, it's Studio Classroom Advanced magazine.
And
also, Let's Talk in English, yes.
That's right.
And there's things for kids, too, and we call those different things. So the parent company is Overseas Radio and Television,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that explains that a little bit. But anyway, all of our relatives, you know, mentions who they are, and not only your grandparents, but your great-grandparents, if they're still alive, they possess a lot of information. It's incredible what they know.
I remember
my grandfather talking about that his mother was killed by the Indians. And now that sounds way, way long time ago.
Mm.
You know, so they have all this incredible information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes way back. And they have unique experiences that they went through that we'll never think about.
Right.
And Campbell, some of you people that, you know, you don't really realize that, like when you come to Taiwan later, when I came, there were a lot of buffalo going down the street on the main street of Zhongshan Beilu. And people said, what? In Taipei, there were buffalo when I came.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are incredible things that you don't realize.
Right, yeah. And I like how it talks about these unique experiences have shaped their lives and impacted our own, because it's true, you know, a decision that one of our ancestors made has connections. You know, for example, my parents deciding to move to the States, you know, and then that allowed me to learn English, and now I'm back in Taiwan and things like
that. Your parents are still in the States.
Right, yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. So it's better then to get to know our family members and to share the stories and write them down. Now, sometimes if you write them down, they can get lost. So it's good to put them on your computer and put them on the cloud and put them on the web so you can keep the history, right?
Right. That does give you a little more security, because documents can deteriorate over time. They don't last forever.
I can't find them anymore.
Yeah, I know when I was growing up, in order to get this kind of information, you'd probably need to go to the library or some sort of city, you know, city government official place to get this information. But now it's available right on your computer.
Right. Yeah, to go down to the court and find the, you know, when people got married.
The documents, yeah, exactly.
Well, Campbell, why do you think there's this rise right now in the interest in families? Why?
Well, we see in our article, and I think it's very true, that more people than ever are researching their family history because it's easier than in the past. And that's kind of what we were talking about just now.
Right. And what kind of people do this searching?
Well, we have people who are just like you and me, just regular people wanting to know more about their families, but there are also certified genealogists. Mm-hmm. And a genealogist is just a person who studies the origin and the history of the members of their family or another person's family.
Well, could you probably hire somebody to do that for you?
Yeah, so if you are having difficulty researching yourself, you might need a genealogist.
You don't need
help.
A doctor, you need a genealogist.
Right.
Right.
You might need a doctor when you get through studying it because it makes your head spin.
Exactly.
There's so much to learn about our families, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So they do have a genealogical research institute in Pittsburgh. They have them a lot of different places, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then how can we get started on this research?
Well, as we were saying earlier, when you do get started with your own research, the one thing you need to consider is that you can find a lot of information on the internet, but you need to double check it because it might not be accurate.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And one thing you may run into when you're doing internet searches is that people have the same names.
Oh, yes. I know it.
So my husband is Joseph Kalpin, and there is more than one Joseph Kalpin if you do an internet search. So knowing which one is the right one can be challenging.
And even when you, their first and second name, like my father's name, is Herbert William Brome. And I'm surprised how many Herbert Williams there are.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Yeah. You would think you wouldn't have that combination.
Yeah. Well, even my name, I mean, Campbell is not a very common first name, but there are other Campbell Changs in the world, so.
Right. So it's kind of interesting to find that out. So you might have to check it out a little bit. Well, let's find out more of how we can do this. So let's read page 31.
Start by gathering the records in your own home. Then, talk to relatives and see what you can learn from them. They may have records and/or memories that go beyond what you have. Look for online trees and published family histories to see what has been done by others previously. Then, analyze what you found and begin original research to fill in the empty places. Document what you have and resolve discrepancies. Start small so the effort doesn't seem overwhelming. For example, write down how you will celebrate Mother's Day this year, then try and find out how your family celebrated in the past, Powell said. Dealing with dead ends. Don't be deterred when obstacles emerge. Online, you will quickly come to a brick wall. You may run out of vital records or get confused with online inaccuracies. And that's when you turn to education, Powell said. Look in your community for classes or local societies that usually have free meetings and hook into others' knowledge. Every live person is a library burning. Only you have the memories. Others, even your siblings, will have different perceptions. Writing down your memories will help the next generation, Powell said.
Well, how can we really start this then?
Well, if we're trying to avoid inaccuracies on the internet, you can start by gathering records in your own home. So you may have old journals from your parents or your grandparents or even your great-grandparents, or documents that they kept, like birth certificates, marriage certificates, those types of documents. And then you can talk to your relatives. They're a great source of information.
Right.
Well, what I did, because there's so many people, like in my family, there were 8 children in my family, and so all my brother's kids and all my nieces and nephews and them, and they have all their kids and their birthdays, and I get it all mixed up. There's too many of them.
Right.
So I've told each one of them, now you get your family written down, see.
Right.
But then they have my side of the family and then their husband's side of the family.
Yep.
That tree gets really stretched out.
Yeah. Yeah. I know here in Asia, they're very good about these genealogical records and the family history. Because, I mean, right on our ID, it says who your father was, who your mother was. And then they actually have household registries where, you know, the father and the mother and the grandparents are all recorded. And so it's probably pretty, if I actually did go and trace, I could probably trace pretty far.
You should start doing that now.
I should. Yeah.
But even nowadays, they have these banks where they take some parts of your genes or something. You can tell if you're part of that family. And it's very technical now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have lots of different ways that you can try to do that. But if you just want to start out on your own, you can really just talk to your relatives and see what they know. What do they remember about the other members of your family?
Mm-hmm. So each one of my nieces and nephews are supposed to put down their kids, and then that way I don't have to do it all. So you can
good idea.
Make the word go up. But you know, when you do this, you find that there's a lot of different things where there's like empty places. Well, what happened here? What happened to this uncle? He died when he was young, so nobody knows or something. Mm-hmm. It gets to be kind of empty places. And then you also have a lot of discrepancies because it doesn't always come out right.
That's right. And discrepancies are just differences in the information, right? It might say that this person so-and-so was born here, but then you find another document that says, oh, this person was actually born here. So which is true? You're going to need to figure that out.
You're even trying to figure out about the American president sometimes where he was born.
Yeah.
They're still trying to trace all those things, aren't they?
Exactly.
Because sometimes there are discrepancies. You never know.
Right. And Doris, you mentioned before the program that you were trying to figure out some discrepancies within your own family tree, right?
Right. Because there's, you know, some of them, like one, like my grandfather's parents came from northern Germany, but my grandmother's came from Switzerland, and then my father's came from England, and some came from Scotland. So it's kind of hard for me to figure out if I'm Scottish or British or German or what.
Or maybe all.
Or all, right.
A little bit of everything.
What about you? Do you have a little mixture too?
Yes, definitely a little bit of everything. Just based on the last names in my family, I know that I'm Welsh, German, Swedish, Scotch-Irish, and the list goes on.
Right, yeah, and I think now with people traveling more, I think that's just going to be more commonplace now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty interesting. So, you know, you have to start in a small way and write it down, and you figure out, you know, how your family celebrates different things and in different countries. And you'll find out it's pretty interesting when you travel around to see, like when I go to Norway or something, they all think I'm Norwegian. When I go to Germany, they think I'm German. Uh-huh. When I go to England, I'm British. So, you know, we could be anything. And that's the same way with all people with Chinese backgrounds. You could be from Malaysia or from Singapore or from Mongolia or any place, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah. And so it's interesting. Actually, it's very interesting to find out what makes us who we are. And a lot of that comes from our family history.
Well, and you'll find out the more you look into these things that we're not all that different. We all think I am this or I'm that. But, you know, really, we're all kind of a mixture. So in that way, it makes us more common in our information, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're all from Adam and Eve, right?
That's right.
Yes,
you get right down to it. Right. Well, and you know, we speak different languages and things, but if you want to read, there's a lot of good history in the Bible. That's why people like to read it, because
yes,
it's the only book that has lasted all these generations and has never been proven to have anything that's not right in it. Did you know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
And there are a lot of great genealogies listed in the Bible.
Right.
There really are.
If you want to know the genealogy of many of the people in the Bible, you can find it. Even Jesus' genealogy is there.
That's true. Well, and interesting, you know, I think all these different languages, but at one time everybody spoke the same language.
That's true.
But then there's that interesting story about the Tower of Babel.
That's right.
And you can read that, and then all the languages were confused. And, wow, you can find out a lot of genealogy in the Bible.
It's interesting to think that, you know, we're extended from that as well.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I like the Chinese language, because it has a lot of characters that show different things that happen that people don't even know about.
That's true, and I never knew that until I came to Taiwan and Doris was teaching us about that. So it's interesting.
Did
I have an American teaching a Taiwanese person about
yeah.
Chinese words.
Well, yeah, there's just like this character for the boat, you know, Chuan.
Right.
And it's got a, like a sampan, like a boat.
Yes.
8 miles.
Yes.
So the very first boat was Noah's Ark.
Right, yes.
And the Noah's Ark was the very first boat ever. And Chinese wrote it down 8 miles in this thing. So,
yeah.
And so you guys knew it way before we did.
Yeah.
Chinese is full of history.
We're pretty smart.
Chinese is full of history, right?
It really is.
Well, how can we deal, though, with all these dead ends when we can't get the right, you know, we figure out, I'm trying to find out, and then all of a sudden there's a dead end. That means where there's no information.
Well, it can be overwhelming at first when you have a lot of information, but then don't be deterred when obstacles emerge. So if you're deterred by something, it means that you're discouraged, you don't want to continue.
You stop, kind of.
You
like,
stop,
it's like
yeah.
a brick wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
You stop.
But don't let that brick wall stop you. You can continue.
What can you do?
Well, so you can turn to education. So there are a lot of places in your community that might have classes or local societies that have free meetings. And if your family is from that area, even if they're not related to you, there may be people in your community that know more about your family than you do.
Well, that's pretty interesting, you know, because I remember when I went down to Australia,
right,
and I was down there in one city, and there was a street called Brome, Bromway, and then I found out that I looked up the book and the telephone directory, was this Brome, B-R-O-U-G-H-A-M, my name. And I called him up and I said, I didn't know that there were some Bromes down here in Brisbane, in Australia, and some in Melbourne, and there's a Brome Street.
Right.
And I found that out, and he said, oh, you're part of the American Bromes. We're part of the Australian Bromes. Lord Brome had 3 sons, and one went to, and they knew all this about me, and I thought, wow. That's pretty interesting.
And that's in a completely different country.
Another country,
so,
even.
Yeah.
And there are cars that have Brome on there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's from Lord Brome, who started the very first education for everybody in the University of London.
Huh.
And he had a nice big horse carriage. It was beautiful. So they called these cars the Brome. That was from my ancestors.
Interesting.
But that's on my father's side. So we find a lot of different things, but you will find actually a lot of these things that are not correct, but you have to look them up. And, you know, it says every live person is a library burning. That's kind of an interesting statement, isn't it?
It really is. So it just means that people don't live forever. And if they have the information you need, like what you would find in a library, which is full of information, that information is burning. It's not going to be around forever. Mm. It's going to be gone.
Think of your life burning away, my goodness.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite an image.
Yeah, it reminds me to think about, you know, what kind of legacy am I going to leave behind? You know, because, you know, oftentimes you think about it, you know, usually, especially nowadays, you can maybe think up to your great-grandparents, you know,
that's
and then beyond that, you know, so what happens in 4 generations? Are people going to forget who I am, or what kind of legacy am I going to leave behind?
So you should write down your memories now, Campbell's. If you write them down, and you can put them on the computer, you don't have to just put them in a notebook. It's going to help the next generations to come. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And not just you, but also other members of your family. So have your siblings write down their stories as well, because they might have a different perspective from you on the same experience.
So that's your homework for advance today.
Right.
What you do is you find your grandma and grandpa, and if your great-grandpa's and grandma are around, write it down and talk to your nieces and nephews and get started. That'll be fun.
Yes, because, I mean, everybody has a different perspective on the same situation. I know myself, a lot of times my brother will be like, hey, do you remember when we did this, or do you remember when you did that? And I'll be like, no, I don't remember.
But you remember things about your brother that he doesn't remember.
Exactly.
So that's good. Well, this is a very interesting article, and I think you'll find it fun to find your family and your ancestors, and you'll be surprised. And it's really nice to know that, really, we're all people just the same. Even though we're from different backgrounds, we're all kind of mixed a little together. So we don't need to be too proud of one thing or another.
Right.
But just we are from all these different races, kind of a mixture, which is nice.
Yeah. It's what makes the world so interesting.
That's right. Okay, well, it's time now for us to say goodbye, but we'll see you again tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.